Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your schedule on a Sunday to join with me and others as we link hearts and minds across the airwaves to have conscious communion with the spirit of life, God within. And for the last 10 weeks or so, I've been starting the Sunday Soul with something I've read in regards to what's inspired me with what's been going on, and acknowledging our first responders and all the people that are making life easier for us. We will continue to hold all of those people in our hearts, but this will be my last Sunday as we are seeking to return back to some sense of normality. And whilst it doesn't relate to COVID specifically, it touched my heart this week, and I thought I'd share it with you before we get into our message this morning. It's by Tatanka Yotanka Sitting Bull. Behold, my brothers, the spring has come. The earth has received the embraces of the sun. We shall soon see the results of that love. Every seed has awakened, and so has all animal life. It is through this mysterious power that we too have our being, and we therefore yield to our neighbors, even to our animal neighbors, the same right as ourselves to inhabit this land. I feel one of the reasons that touched me so, and many of you I'm sure could not fail to be aware of the situation that happened in the United States with George Floyd, who died tragically, unnecessarily, as the result of absolute callousness and brutality. This week I also watched something where they were talking about the plight of the Rohingya refugees, and I know we don't hear much about that as it's not in the news cycle. And again, I was touched as this young mother shared how she had left the country that she had lived in and had traveled to Bangladesh to seek refuge with her baby, struggling with baggage And as she reached the other side, someone offered to help to carry her baby. And by the time they got there, this person who had offered to carry the baby had disappeared with her child. And it had been weeks and she was looking still to try and find that child. I was again moved, because always, as we talk about on the Sunday Soul, we are interconnected. We belong to one another. We are all expressions of the one life, the one power, the one presence. As Sitting Bull so rightly said, we have the same right, all of us, every single one of us, every sentient being on this planet has a right to inhabit this land. And until we can heal this idea of separation, this idea of difference, this idea that the other is somehow lesser than ourselves, we will never come together as the glorious creations and expressions of love that we are meant to be. And so, my beloveds, I invite you to hold in your heart all of this that is happening across our globe, the protest in the United States, the protest in Hong Kong, the fights for freedom, the fights to just be. We hold all of what's going on across our beautiful world in our hearts as we get into our message this morning. You know that I believe in keeping it real. I don't believe that we should try and spiritually bypass everything. Affirming, saying a few positive affirmations, and thinking all is well with the world. And so I've covered very seriously these topics over the past week. But last week, as I was concluding prayers, and it was about 1:30 in the morning, the song that I'm going to close with played in the background. It stopped me in my tracks, because I'd been sitting with so much stuff that I felt was overwhelming, that was bringing me down, what was happening personally and collectively. And when this song played, that stopped me in my tracks. I knew God was touching my heart to deliver this message today. And I finished and I got up and I put together virtually the whole of the service immediately. I finished at about 2 something in the morning. Because amongst all that is going on, the tragedy, the despair, the worry, the angst, we have to find moments to touch joy. And that is my theme this morning, touching joy. It is hard when you are confronted with numbers of how many have died through COVID, what is going on in the world. It is hard to find joy. And it may seem easier just to give in to the despair, what is happening collectively as well as individually. But my beloveds, I'm inviting you to take time, no matter what is going on, to touch joy. And by that, I mean to make a conscious effort throughout the day to look for moments where you can touch joy. Now, I recognize, maybe like myself, perhaps I'd allowed little moments of joy to escape me because I was so busy waiting for this situation to conclude so I could have big moments of joy, getting together with friends and eating and going out and all of this stuff. But joy is never based on what we do outwardly. Joy is an inner experience. It is an inner experience we have when we commune and touch with the spirit of life, the spirit of God, the power of God, the power that animates everything in life, when we touch that power. We take a moment to touch joy, to touch the spirit within, and acknowledge, as the psalmist said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I loved the quote from Henry Nouwen that I shared yesterday. He said, joy does not simply happen to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day. It's hard when you're confronted with the news stories. I get it. And whilst it was impossible for me to find anything joyful at that time, I was watching the video of what was occurring for Mr. Floyd. It occurred to me that even if I couldn't find something joyful in that moment, I could, rather than keep giving my attention to that which was causing me the distress, to touch joy by holding a vision where things like that were no longer occurring. I could take a moment to touch joy by holding in my consciousness the belief that we could create a world where people could be more empathetic, more understanding, more accepting, more acknowledging of all that unifies us. And as challenging it was, even though I could do it briefly, I recognized in that brief moment it was one that, rather giving it over to the sadness and despair, just to give it over to touch joy, be it ever so briefly. It's a conscious act we have to continue to do. Otherwise, we will continue to add to the collective consciousness that is pervading. It is going to be challenging for everyone to recognize that we are one kind, that we are humankind. History has shown us that within the human psyche, there has always been those that have thought themselves superior to others. And in their sense of superiority, they have conquered, imprisoned, enslaved, and felt they had the right to murder, to pillage, and to steal lands, property, and resources. But we have to consciously choose to hold moments of believing that humankind can be better, can do better. We need to touch joy and realize that humanity is at a crossroads, at a point where unless we can collectively choose to make stronger, better strides, to express from the core of our being that is love, we will fall and we will fail. So let us touch joy, even if we cannot find any specific thing to touch joy on, let us touch joy by holding the vision of what we can be, the highest expression of humanity. Let us touch joy by believing that we can be the sons and daughters that God created us to be. Let us take moments to touch joy and come back to that realization when a sense of what is happening in the news and what's going on around is unfolding and overwhelming. My sacred text is from Psalm 16, verse 11. And it says, You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Whilst most of the Psalms we know are attributed to David, and we know that David had his share of trials and tribulations. From going from being a shepherd boy to killing a giant, to becoming best friends with the prince, to then becoming jealous of the king, running for his life. Then becoming king himself and fighting battle after battle. When we know that it's in God's presence that we can be filled with joy, that requires us to take our attention away from whatever is going on and touch joy within us. The Spirit of God in us is not tainted with fear or worry or anger or angst. The Spirit of joy in us is filled with love and light and wisdom. I believe that if we take moments to touch joy, to go within, when we are hearing, seeing, and being saturated with news that is depressing, that is sorrowful, that is taking our breath away and not in a good way, we need to go within and touch joy. Someone once said, the body heals with play, the mind heals with laughter, and the spirit heals with joy. My beloveds, I invite you to allow your spirit to heal as you go within and touch joy. My poem that I want to share with you is something that I kind of amended. And it simply says, today I'm touching joy. I will not be overwhelmed or focus on the things that scare me and allow my spirit to get deflated. I'll find a touch of joy in the briefest of moments and be elated. Today I'm touching joy. I'll do more than just try. Today I will make sure happy tears are all that I cry. I'll not feel sorry for myself or let my heart be troubled. I'll let the gladness that I feel burst through my worry bubble. Today, I'm touching joy. I have the perfect remedy. In the moments of doubt or worry, to turn to God within for my touch of joy therapy. The story that I want to share with you was submitted by Paul Minorini. He says, so I'm stuck in O'Hare Airport on an extremely long weather delay, pacing up and down the terminal for some exercise when I pass a wine bar for the 20th time or so. But this time there's a young woman behind the roped-off piano playing what I can only describe as absolutely beautiful classical music. She was not there the 10 minutes prior when I passed. I, of course, sit down at an empty table of four near the piano and proceed to be warmed by her music and a bit by the wine. She plays so effortlessly and with such beauty in every note. Her music immediately brings a huge smile to my face. Soon, on a break, I thank her. And she tells me after a long day of traveling and now also facing long weather delays, she just needed to blow off some steam. Wow, her version of blowing off steam is a gift to behold. As I sit alone sipping my wine, soaking in this young woman's celebration of her musical passion, two women approach my table and ask if they can join me. I invite them to sit, and we immediately begin sharing our love of music and celebrating the happiness the piano music is bringing us in that moment. The two women and I begin to talk about our travels, life's journey and passions. They soon share with me their recent engagement and plans to marry in a year or so. Their love for each other brings another huge smile to my face, much like the music that originally brought us together. We discuss politics, life, marriage, children, careers, family, friends, mentors, and our many life perspectives and experiences. One of the women is a successful author and the other a successful attorney, transitioning to a new adventure, helping ex-convicts rebuild their lives. Hearing that incredible piano music and then meeting such interesting women who generously shared with me their wisdom, perspectives, and feelings of love for each other was truly joyous. Faced with an 11-hour travel day to get what normally takes 45 minutes, could have been physically and emotionally exhausting. Rather, by the total fortuity of walking by a wine bar at the right moment and having a couple of seats open at my table, my life was filled with joy. I will cherish these moments for some time to come. This experience highlights the critical need in our lives to stop and listen to the music, to invite others to sit at your table of life, to open yourself up to a stranger or two, sharing some of your deepest perspectives and experiences. Be open to noticing and absorbing and also contributing to the joy around you. I love that story. It's such a good expression, an example of just being open to touch moments of joy. You never know when or how, but it does make you have to realize to consciously choose this. Last bank holiday Monday, I heard a strange noise and ignored it. I was unplugging the hole in my bath. I was running the hot water and it stopped and started spluttering. But I still ignored the noise I could hear. I came downstairs to check the kitchen and could hear floods of water. When I looked in another room, the ceiling had collapsed and the water was coming through. In that moment of shock and horror, I froze. I couldn't think of anything. Where was the thing to turn off the water? What should I do? Who should I call? Long story short, a friend came over. I'd put towels to try and stop it, but it was just gushing. And he came over. The place was flooded and pieces of the ceiling everywhere. And we cleared up together and he tried to cap it off as best he could and got a plumber who came out at 10 o'clock at night. And he'd been with me since about 2 in the day. And as I was thinking, what could I touch as a moment of joy in this chaos, in this scene, in this absolute mess I found myself in? And the room that was flooded was a room, whilst it had all my books in, and I have hundreds of books, where the ceiling collapsed and the water was coming through, just avoided that. If it had been in any other room, my cross-room where I do the services and my TV room, it would have been complete devastation. In that moment, I realized there was my touch of joy. If this had to happen, it happened in the right space. My touch of joy again when I thought about how my friend rushed over and was with me over 8 hours trying to sort this. It would have been too easy to be caught up in the drama of it and miss those moments of joy to touch the seeing of God in work in and through what was happening. We can touch joy when we can allow Spirit to give us perspective that can both heal and uplift us. My science of mind reading is entitled Joy Every Day. The first quote comes from Mary Strong, who says, "Come closer to the center of all light." The second quote comes from Ernest in the Science of Mind, who says, "To each is given what he needs, and the gifts of heaven come alike to all." The author writes, "I believe that joy, like love, wisdom, order, wholeness, is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Joy just is, and it can show up at any time, anywhere, for no particular reason. We come into life with it. One minute, a baby can be smiling and giggling, and the next, that same baby can be sad, neither for any particular reason. Happiness, on the other hand, is more conditional, an event-based. If things are going the way we want them to, we are happy. If they get off track and go wrong, we can become unhappy. Haven't we ever noticed that we can be immersed in a sad event, perhaps even involved in a memorial service for someone we loved, when a small memory brings up a quiet joy within us? Or perhaps we are walking out when joy energizes our steps a bit. I am not thinking of a big, significant event, just a touch of joy that somehow reminds us that no matter what is happening, there is a place in us that lives within our divine connection. We should come to count on the gifts of the Spirit within us and invite them to come forward, which they may do at any time. Wouldn't it be wonderful to experience a bit of joyous thinking when we could use it the most? My beloveds, life can seem complicated, and it can take time, but we can find and touch joy in the simplest of things. We can touch joy when we consciously choose to go within and touch the joy that was with us, as the author said, when we came into this world. Something just popped into my mind. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. That joy is our innate gift from Spirit. We were born with it, and we can utilize it at any moment. Joseph Campbell said, "Participate joyfully in the sorrows of the world. We cannot cure the world of all sorrows, but we can choose to live in joy." I believe we can touch joy, and in touching joy, we can add that vibration out into the collective. And maybe just by doing that, can start shifting that consciousness that is pervading, that is separating, that is divisive. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. As always, I invite you to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. We take our breathing so much for granted, but yet it is so precious because it is the life-giving force of Spirit that animates in and through and as us. Always I will remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious as we are breathing in the breath of life itself. As you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe in slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. 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 Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in this moment. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I touch joy. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in this moment. Exhale. This is my breath as I touch joy. This moment. Touch joy. This moment, touch joy. This moment, touch joy. This moment. Touch joy. This moment. Touch joy. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let us take a moment to see in our mind's eye. A world where we can accept one another. A world where people are not judged by the color of their skin, their religion, their sexual orientation, or anything else that we use to see and separate people as the other. And it doesn't matter how you try to do it, but hold that intention, that feeling of a world that is empathetic, that is caring, that is compassionate, not only to one another, but for all sentient beings. A world where we value each other's freedoms and rights. A world where truth and justice prevails. A world where equality and fairness exists. What does that world look like to you? How would you be in a world like that? I invite you to see in your mind's eye that which you wish to be, do, have, or experience in this week ahead. Or as we hold the vision, we hold the feeling of what that looks like and feels like as well. It's different for each one of us, but just take a moment. Maybe to include moments of touching joy in that as well. Take a deep breath in. As we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is spirit and energy, a life force that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. God, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere, is the presence, the power that we live, move, and have our being. Divine Beloved, source of all that is, the absolute reality, infinite intelligence, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, touching joy, and allowing your spirit to heal us in this briefest of moments. Realizing that we entered into this world with the joy which is your spirit within, that we can touch at any moment when we are overwhelmed, when we are fear-filled, when we feel out of sorts. We can take moments just to go within and touch the joy that is the Spirit of God in us, as us. Let us seek to touch moments of joy frequently and not be overwhelmed with the news and with everything that is going on. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we bring into our circle of prayer all the contentious situations that is happening across the globe, whether it's the protests in Hong Kong or across the United States, whether it's people who are anxious whether to go forth from the safety of their homes, or those that have been in lockdown with no one or no friends to have seen, enduring loneliness and states of panic or abuse. We're holding in our hearts those who are callously uncaring about anything or anyone other than themselves. We're holding in our hearts our political leaders, that wisdom may prevail as they navigate through these uncharted waters. We hold in our hearts those who are perhaps stranded at sea because all the borders are closed and they cannot land. For those that have been chased out of their lands, seeking refuge and safety and being rejected. For those that are sheltering from being bombed, that have no food or shelter. We pray and hold in our hearts for those who have no medical aid or assistance. For all that is happening across our planet at this time, we can surrender to you. For when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel that there's nothing we can do, we can go within and touch joy, your spirit within, and allow whatever inspiration comes to us to guide, to direct us, to follow through on. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you created one kind, humankind. May we come back to the remembrance and treat each other with dignity, respect, fairness, and justice. May we remember that we are all expressions of the one God, the one life, the one power, irrespective of the names we choose to call you. Jehovah, Yahweh, Allah, Brahma, Buddha, Christ nature. There are so many names, and you are an expression of all of them. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For all those that have transitioned at this time, be it through COVID or any other circumstances, we know that to be absent in the body is to be before you, Lord. But may their loved ones be comforted in their time of sadness. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For you said, before you call, I have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. So it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands, palms open, facing outwards to your sides, and affirm, I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations. If you repeat after me our affirmation from our Science of Mind reading. I give my gifts every day with joy.
I give my gifts every day with joy.
Joy attends me every day.
Joy attends me every day.
As do all the divine gifts.
As do all the divine gifts.
I go into the world. Armed with divine guidance.
Armed with divine guidance.
Our Buddhist meditation. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now our prayer of intention. I am the light of God. Within and without. Radiating brightly. I am the love of God. Within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God. Within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God. Within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Our Rumi quote for today, our rumination. When you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving in you, a joy. My closing benediction. O God, you from whom we come and to whom we go, unchanging love, may you give us time for change and growth in this time of great change in our lives. May you give us courage to change and grow, and cheerfulness amongst growing pain. Let us take ever deeper roots in love. Make us faithful without clinging, and let us remain faithful in letting go. Into your hands we lay our lives, and the lives of all whom we love. And so it is. My beloved, as we come towards the close of our Sunday soul this morning, just to remind you, we will have our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10, on Thursday as usual. And my closing song, I invite you to get up and dance. It's from King, for King and Country, and it's simply entitled Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lately I've been reading, watching the nightly news, talking to families, just wanna sing the blues. Feels like a storm that never stops. Feels like it's never gonna end. Gotta get that fire back in my bones. Pull my heart hard, turned into stone. So tonight it came off the megaphone. I shouted on the town of three.
For King and for Country, I trust you'd enjoyed it as much as I did. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer. And again, next Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.